What not to do, neediness, passivity, and confusing devotion with disappearing. In this session, we are looking at what not to do. When women struggle with confidence around men, one common temptation is to call unhealthy patterns devotion. A woman may say she is being kind, supportive, loyal, or easygoing, when what is really happening is neediness, passivity, or self-loss. Ruth's story helps expose these distortions because her devotion was honorable, but it was never empty, spineless, or desperate. Let us begin with neediness. Neediness is not the same as desire. It is not the same as being relational. A woman can desire love, friendship, marriage, partnership, and healthy male respect without becoming needy. Neediness begins to show when her stability depends on male response. She feels secure only when noticed. She bends quickly to keep connection. She becomes too available, too eager, too emotionally revealing, too soon. Then she may call this openness, tenderness, or femininity when it is actually fear-driven attachment. Ruth did not behave that way. She did not manipulate Boaz with urgency. She did not pressure him to rescue her emotionally. She did not make herself smaller in hopes of becoming appealing. She moved with humility and courage, but also with structure and patience. That is a major lesson. A woman can be open-hearted without becoming emotionally hungry in a way that clouds discernment. Next is passivity. Some women think femininity means waiting without agency, silence without thought, or softness without judgment. But biblical womanhood is not passive in that sense. Ruth took action. She worked. She listened to wise counsel. She responded. She moved when it was time to move. Passivity often looks spiritual on the surface, but underneath it can be fear of responsibility, fear of rejection, or fear of being clearly known. If you freeze around men, say less than you mean, agree when you are uncertain, or let others define the whole direction of the relationship, do not call that peace. It may be avoidance. Peace has clarity in it. Peace has truth in it. Peace does not require you to disappear. Another danger is confusing devotion with disappearing. This happens when a woman becomes so focused on supporting, helping, or harmonizing that she stops bringing her full self before God and others. She loses track of her own convictions, her own pace, her own observations, and eventually even her own voice. She becomes highly adaptive, but inwardly unstable. This can happen in romance. It can happen in ministry. It can happen in work settings with male leadership. A woman may start mirroring the emotional atmosphere of men around her. She may become especially bright around certain men, especially silent around others, especially helpful where she longs to be approved. Over time, this produces confusion. She may look devoted from the outside, but inwardly she is fragmented. Here are a few phrases that help instead. I am glad to help, but I need time to think. I respect this opportunity, and I also want to move wisely. I care deeply, but I do not want to ignore what is true. I can be kind without saying yes to everything. Here are phrases to avoid. Whatever you want is fine. I just do not want anyone upset with me. I probably do not matter here. I am okay. When you know you are losing peace and clarity, what not to do? Do not offer constant access in the name of loyalty. Do not let attraction make you passive. Do not hide behind niceness when you really need discernment. Do not disappear inside ministry usefulness. Do not confuse silence with maturity or emotional availability with covenantal love. Wise discernment is part of stewardship, but some situations require direct support from qualified helpers. This course is helping you think spiritually, relationally, and practically about becoming a woman who stands in truth. Ruth shows us a better way. Honorable devotion is not neediness. It is not passivity. It is not self-erasure. It is a form of strength. It is humble, but not weak. It is relational, but not desperate. It is feminine, but not formless. As you grow in Christ, you can become a woman who loves deeply without vanishing. That is part of real confidence around men.